Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Getting the Word Out program today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again for our program. Hallelujah, glory to God. What a blessing of the Lord is to be here with you again today. We have a special treat. We're going to have a message, praise God. We're going to be sharing a testimony, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And sort of a message that we had been holding for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, we kind of announced a little bit about it on last week. I believe that we were going to be sharing. It's not a real long message, but it's one we know that will bless your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just want to say thank God for your presence here with us today, and we give a hearty shout-out to you. Welcome to each and every one of you being here with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here on the Getting the Word Out program today, we're going to play a few songs, and then we're going to come back, have prayer, and get right into our message. As you know, the call-in number for on the Getting the Word Out program is 347-1347-945-7193. And to call us for prayer, we have a new number that we'd like you to call us on, praise God. That number was, I did put in my profile here, but I will give it to you now. That number is 786-991-4818. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, listen and be blessed. Praise God.
Thank you.
praise him. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a closer walk with thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get right in and have a prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we ask you to come and join with us now as we enter into prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we do thank and praise you, Lord God, for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God that you have given to us to come again for to be able to do this. And we thank you for it. Father, as we enter in today, we just ask you, Lord God, to just bless. Ooh, glory to God, to bless. Father, to meet needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the hearts, the mind, the heartaches of everything that is going on in this earth today. And Lord, we are asking you to just bless. And Lord, we thank you for it today. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God for your miracle working power. We know that nothing is too hard for you to do. Nothing is too difficult for you to do. We know that sometimes we get in the way and we hinder ourselves. But Lord, we thank you that you are faithful. And Lord God, that you don't give up and that you don't quit. Regardless of what it may be or how long it takes, God, you are faithful and you will continue to work. You will continue to pull. You will continue to draw us. And we thank you, Lord, for that today. And so, Father, as I open my mouth and I speak blessing over these people that I'm speaking to today in the name of Jesus, because there are things that I know you have spoken to them in their hearts. In their minds, hallelujah, I hear the Spirit say, in the night season, hallelujah, of their lives. And Lord God, they have not adhered to it. They have not heard it, or they didn't understand it, or they are fearful of it. Father, whatever the deed or situation may be, in the name of Jesus, we know that, God, you have a solution, and you are more than able, Father God, to turn it the way that you desire it to be. So, Lord, we pray that they will surrender it to you, yield it to you, Lord God, and say, Lord, it's in your hands. Now, Jesus, you take it. And as they do, Lord, that you will take it and you will work it out for them, that, my God, you will turn it all around in the name of Jesus. That as the scripture tells us, that if we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us. So, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that today. Even as I speak and I release it out, hallelujah, glory to God, over these airways to my people that are listening, all of my listings, Lord God, that are here, those that will come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, and oh God, how we praise you today. We thank you, Lord, that there is a season and time for all things, and Lord, we thank you that this time, hallelujah, ooh, glory to God. Yes, Lord, we thank you that the blessing of the Lord is being sent forth in Jesus' name in the hearts and the lives of those that are listening. And yes, Lord, those that stand in need of salvation, Lord God, they will come and they will surrender their lives and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you as Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Wash and cleanse me, Jesus, and make me every which way whole. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Ha! Yes, Lord, and I give you the glory. Father, we do bless your name. And, Lord God, we say thank you from the depths of our heart, soul, and our spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Going to get ready to get right into the message. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today we are going to be just sharing a message with you, a testimony. Praise God. Something that happened many, many years ago. Praise God. And we wanted to come and share with you in the form of a message today, and it is entitled, that if you got running in your feet, there's a fish out there. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God. God knows just what to do, where, and how, hallelujah, glory to God, to get our attention, regardless of what or how we try to get away from him. Praise God, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We thank God that he is ever present, hallelujah, in our lives, that we have a God that we can trust and know that he is there, hallelujah, 24/7, regardless of where we are. But that does not mean that sometimes when he gives us a certain instruction or a certain direction to go, that we are always in an agreement with him for that purpose. Hallelujah, glory to God. As a matter of fact, sometimes when God begins to speak to us about things we are not sure of or afraid of, we tend to look for a way to hide and or to escape. But one thing we tend to forget, that there is no hiding place, hallelujah, glory to God, where God is concerned, that he doesn't already know and or can't get to, because not only does he know the end from the beginning, he is timeless, boundless, and also, when it comes to dimension, hallelujah, glory to God, he's multi-dimensional in every aspect of our lives, in every way. And that because he is creator of all things, and great and small, and simply not only that, but that he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout right there, glory to his name. Today we're going to be using, hallelujah, glory to God, the prophet Jonah, hallelujah, glory to God, for our illustrative subject here on this message today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the Bible tells us that Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying his fare, that he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish and to flee from the Lord. That Jonah got up, he didn't accidentally do this. He intentionally got up and he went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Jonah 1:3. However, in Jonah's case, God had told him, Jonah, to go down to Nineveh. And that's why he ran. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. God had told him, specifically, verse 2, to arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah took an opposite route. And there are many times when God calls us to do something that we find difficult or not understand, because of fearfulness or not realizing that we are being disobedient, that we make excuses doing or going. We tend to run. Sometimes it may be because where we just don't want to do it because of what others may think or say about us, and we run. Hallelujah. But even as we run, we forget that God is running right alongside us. Hallelujah, glory to God. There is no escape from him. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And it doesn't matter how far we run. Hallelujah, glory to God. He is going to be right there. Hallelujah, glory to God, waiting at every turn. Hallelujah, God, glory to his name. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. There. However, we run. As I said, we can run, and I believe me. I'm talking from experience. I'm not just sitting here and surmising or talking about somebody else this is something myself I am and have been guilty of many times, but I tell you, wherever I've gone, however I've tried to escape, God was always close by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I can say this and attest to it for certainty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There is that sometimes we're going to come to a place where we have to stop. And when we have to stop, he's going to be right there waiting on us. Hallelujah. Come on and shout, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that we should be eager beavers about anything and or such caution that should not be used or applied at some time and another, because all of it, hallelujah, glory to God, has to come into play. But obedience is necessary, and with God, it is obedience that counts. Amen. Come on, somebody, shout and give him praise. Now, as such, there are times but when God has been merciful as he is, it will allow us to be taught lessons. Sometimes they are easy lessons. Sometimes they are difficult lessons. Sometimes there are monumental time frames involved in these lessons that we are being taught, and a series of lessons until the message is received. There is a need to be met and a message to give. Sometimes these messages are illustrated. Sometimes they are taught from books and learning or other aids of material that God may have placed in our hands, praise God, or out of our own experiences, or perhaps the experience of others who are willing to share. But nevertheless, a lesson is being taught and a lesson is being learned. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nevertheless, hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that if God's in the plan, we can't get away from it. If he has to circumvent it, he will do that too, to bring us in alignment with it, and it's in alignment with us. There is going to be an agreement at some point in time. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Now, I remember, I just want to share this testimony with you, praise God, a little bit more, when I received this message. And, of course, it was in Puerto Rico, and we had been down there. We were there for about 5 weeks, and were scheduled to be there 5 weeks. Of course, it was the school of ministry that I was attending at the time, and of course, we resided at the La Concha Hotel in Condado, and of course, from there we operated and went to different parts and places in Puerto Rico and ministered and so on and so forth, and as well as street ministry. And the professor of ministry and the team and other students, ministers, and those that were entering that time, along with myself, we were there, and, you know, we just moved as the Spirit lead, as the doors came open, we went about, we did what we needed to do. Praise God. But this one particular day, the professor of ministry had asked me if I would make some tapes. Now, I was under the impression that he was going to have all the students to make radio tapes. That's what he wanted. And so I questioned him on it, and of course he made light and let me know, give me the confirmation as to what he wanted to do. I didn't even know at the time that he had actually was playing tapes on the radio in Virginia, but that's what he said. He said he wanted me to do that. And of course later on did tell me, in fact, that he did play them, praise God, on the Virginia station, which is where he had been working for many years prior to going into the ministry. He was a professor in a university there. So he had some real good connections, amen? So he had done this, but I did not know that prophetically that also was going to bring me into a place where I would actually be on the radio, praise God, later on at a different time, because, of course, I had it come by him the first time. It came again when I was in Eleanor Arkansas with them, and, of course, the third time it came, well, I got caught, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. That's going to be another message that we're going to talk about, hallelujah, but that's what I'm not fussing about, praise God and giving God the praise for it, hallelujah, glory to God. But anyway, I was sitting on a balcony, and when I came in, the sisters, a different one, were sitting there, all of the ministers and ministers came, they were sitting there, and they were talking, and of course, when I walked into the room, out of my mouth came, if you got running in your feet, there's a fish out there. And immediately, this one sister said to me, she said, oh, can I please preach that message? And I said to her, go ahead and preach it. Well, I'll tell you something. I was the greater runner of all. If anyone wants to find out about running, ask me, because I would run. I did have that tendency, and sometimes I still do. If it's a little too hot for me. I don't want to get in it. I'll try to get away from it. But I, at least honest confession is good for the soul. So I'm telling it just the way it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we are getting better at it. Amen. Praise God. We are becoming even more submissive. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank God for it. But God knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that there was going to be a time that I was going to be able to do what he wanted me to do. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he was making preparations even then. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the, what I do today. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We did complete it. We did do the tape. We did. As a matter of fact, the beautiful thing about it is when we did the taping, those five, first four tapes were the first one that we played on our actual radio program of our own. Praise God. When we actually began. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we just praise and we thank God. So as I said, the message was, if you've got running in your feet, there's a fish out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is a fish that has been assigned to each and every one of us, you and I, where God is leading, telling, sending us to go to minister, to tell somebody something, do something with somebody, however it may be, whatever the instructions are. And when we attempt to get away from it, we attempt to avoid it, God has a way of turning this thing around and sending us right back that we can pick up where we left and continue to go on to accomplish his purpose and his will. There is a fish out there. If you've got it running in your feet, there's a fish out there. God bless you. We love you. Let us hear from you now. L. Robinson, Connecticut Ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bye now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We pray that you have gotten something out of that message. I know it's short, but I'll tell you, it is direct and to the point. And as I said, I am a witness. Praise God. I walk that walk, so I know what it feels like. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'll tell you, I thank God again and again and again that he doesn't give up on us. Sometimes we give up on him, sometimes we give up on ourselves. But thank God he does not give up on us. More to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God as we continue on. Thank you so much again for being with us today. We are going to go back into the music. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we will be back in a few minutes and make our additional announcement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Of my Oh, how
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have come to the end of another program, and we want to say thank you so much for being with us today here on the Getting the Word Out program. Come back and be with us again on next week by the grace of God. Amen. We love you. Jesus loves you, and God bless you. Bye now. Mm-hmm.